right now, I want to address the bittersweet weekend that was Michigan State men's basketball, because on Sunday, Michigan State did get the win. And it was very impressive, because this was not easy for MSU. And, you know, you can look at that and have mixed emotions. But looking at Ohio State entering that game, Ohio State, talent-wise, is much better than what their record shows. And we saw that against Michigan State. This was not an easy win for MSU by any means. You know, Michigan State just shut the door and closed out the game really well, going on that crazy, like, 20-2 run to end the game. Michigan State ended the game very, very well, but throughout the majority of that game, Michigan State had to earn it. It really did. At the end of the day, a win is a win, but the win is not what is dominating the headlines right now. Because, again, as I stated at the top of the hour, 2 hours after the game was finito, after post-game interviews were done, us media members got an email coming from Michigan State Athletics. And that email was very dark, and it really jolted me, because when I read the email, I immediately thought to myself, Michigan State is in big trouble now. I know there's still a lot of hope out there. Spartan fans are going to look at this and basically say, look, next man up, because that's how you have to look at it. Next man up. Michigan State still in the running in the Big Ten Conference to do something special and maybe win the conference. But there is still so much basketball left to play. And when you digest the news that Nick Ward, one of the primary pieces to this team's success, Nick Ward, who, as I've stated, I mean, especially with Josh Langford being out for the year, now you add the fact that Nick Ward, who is the post presence for this team, now done for what could be, you know, it's a hairline fracture. So he's going to return, but it's going to take some time. You know, 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks. You may see him back in time for senior day here at Michigan State, or you may not see him until the Big Ten tournament, or you may not see him until maybe the start of the NCAA tournament. You know, hairline fractures vary depending on the person. Really does. But now that Michigan State has lost two key juniors, I got to be real with you guys. I don't know how in the world MSU is going to go anywhere deep in the tourney. Heck, I tweeted, you guys know what I tweeted when Josh Langford got injured. I said, I don't know how this team is going to get out the first weekend without Josh Langford. And now Nick Ward is questionable. And it's the thing, you know, Nick Ward is going to miss some time. And as we all know, the ebb and flows of sports and basketball, it's not like when Nick Ward does return, we'll have to see, you know, how healed is he? How comfortable is he? Because this is also an injury that occurred on his shooting hand. So when he does return, I mean, how comfortable is he going to be shooting with that hand? And with him missing this time, how long is it going to take him to get back in game rhythm and to gel with his teammates? It's just a lot of question marks. This injury could not have come at the worst time. It is February 18th. We are now knocking on the door of March Madness, and this happens. This is a complete gut punch to Spartan fans out there. A complete gut punch. Hairline fracture to his left hand. So, again, our phone lines are open. I want to hear from our listeners out there. How does this affect how you view the rest of the season for MSU? Does this change your thoughts and predictions on how far this team will go? And what do you think needs to happen as far as adjustments are made in order for Michigan State to be successful as the year rolls along? because on Wednesday, MSU men's basketball will play host to Rutgers. And then Sunday, Michigan State will play the first of two matchups against in-state rival. That's right, the Michigan Wolverines. This Sunday at the Chrysler Center will be game one. That will be a 3:45 p.m. tip time. So 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. This really changes things for me on how I view this team. And I got a feel for both. Even looking beyond this season, I feel for both Ward and Langford, because Nick Ward is a guy who, as of recently, has been playing really good. He had a great start to the season. We all know he did disappear during that three-game losing streak for MSU men's basketball. But he got back on track, very active. You know, during this win streak for MSU basketball, Nick has put up some great numbers. He's affecting the game on both ends of the floor. And I believe Nick Ward was really bolstering his NBA draft stock as a first-round draft pick. But now you have this injury. He's going to miss some time now. This could hinder the draft stock of Nick Ward, and this injury may push him to kind of think about coming out after his third season. I don't know. And then when it comes to Josh Langford, I mean, just him going out for the rest of the season, I really feel bad for him too, because he was also, before he got injured, I mean, heck, Josh Langford was leading the team in points. So as far as how you combat this, it is a very tall order, no doubt about that. And what you are going to have throughout the rest of the year is the role players are going to have to continue to step up. You know, guys like Thomas Kithier. Kithier is playing awesome. It's really cool to see, because I felt for Thomas Kithier because of what happened with the MHSAA not allowing him to play his senior year of high school hoops because they believe that the transfer was athletically motivated, so on and so forth. We know that story, right? So he hasn't played basketball in a while, but when he's out there on the court, he is playing hard. He is running the floor, getting some easy buckets, finishing at the rim, playing solid defense. How about Xavier Tillman as well? And I believe that's the guy who really has to step up now. You know, we pegged Aaron Henry as the guy that needed to step up when Josh got hurt. And now when looking at the post presence for Michigan State, and now that you're losing Nick Ward for some time, Xavier Tillman has to be the guy to step up and say, all right, now it falls on my shoulders. Now I have to elevate my game. That's the player that we have to look at now. And Tillman has been playing great. And it's fun, too, because I think that both Tillman and Ward kind of feed off each other when they are out there on the basketball court. How is Tillman going to deal with now being the guy in the post? And in just a moment, I am going to play you about, you know, 8 or 9 minutes of the Tom Izzo press conference, because I know you are definitely going to want to hear what Tom Izzo had to say today. Tom Izzo is always animated, always honest and blunt during his press conferences, and you can imagine what kind of oppressor it was today, him trying to digest this news of one of his best players now going out. And you'll hear what Izzo believes his team must do now that Ward is out for some time. And probably, you know, one of my favorite quotes from today's press conference is Izzo. Again, he's very honest. Izzo saying, quote, "We are going to use the whole damn team," end quote. He's going to use everybody. I heard him mention Marcus Bingham, who is long and lengthy. We haven't seen much of Marcus. Now Marcus Bingham is going to have to play now. He's one of the guys who's going to have to step up now. And what is going through the mind of Cassius Winston? Because after the win against Ohio State yesterday, I think for the first time this season, I heard Cassius say the word, quote, tired. Haven't heard him use that word this season, but he did use it after that win over OSU yesterday. And I think maybe those minutes are starting to catch up with him. You know, Cassius, you know, I've said when it comes to Cassius, Cassius is the straw that stirs the drink. He's the guy that makes things go for MSU basketball. He's the quarterback out there and one of the best, I believe the best point guard in college basketball. But Cassius wasn't great yesterday. He was 3 of 15 shooting from the floor, 1 of 7 from deep. But he had 8 assists, and that led to some really key buckets for Michigan State. And how about Cassius playing some defense? He also had 2 blocks in that game, only 3 turnovers for Cassius Winston. But 13 points. This is the thing. When you look at that final stat line, because, you know, Nick Ward, you know, he played 19 minutes, didn't play. I don't even know if he played at all in the second half when he went down. But he finished with 9 points. So you get 9 points from Nick Ward, 13 points from Cassius Winston. So what other contributions did you get from the rest of the team that led to this 62-44 win? Because Ward hurt, Cassius not a great game, the role players were huge. Kenny Goins, best walk-on in America. 4 of 8, 50% from the floor, 10 points for him. 2 of 6 from deep. I don't know why cats are just leaving Kenny Goins open from the three-point line, because he can nail it. He's been big this year. So you get 10 points from Kenny Goins. Also, Matt McQuaid. Cueto is balling right now. If you can get this Matt McQuaid game in and game out offensively, because he always brings it defensively, and I think Matt McQuaid is going to be in the discussion of Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. But if he's coupling that with this kind of performance offensively, 5 of 12, 4 of 6 from the land of milk and honey, the three-point line. 14 points for Matt McQuaid. That's impressive. Cueto has been balling lately, and they are going to need Matt McQuaid to keep this up. Because I think, you know, more so than Aaron Henry, Matt McQuaid is stepping in and kind of masking the offensive absence that was Josh Langford. Cueto is stepping up offensively. Aaron Henry, you know, I think, you know, and this is what Tom Izzo noted today during his presser, which you'll hear in just a moment as well. Aaron Henry is looking like a freshman right now. Aaron Henry is really athletic, and he can score, but he second-guesses himself sometimes, and he questions his game at times. And he's got to get that shooter's mentality, because I think that Aaron Henry just caters too much to team basketball and not looking to get his. Aaron Henry is going to have to look to get his in more moments throughout the rest of this season. Because Aaron Henry being a starter and going 0 for 1 from the floor, that is going to hurt Michigan State later on this season. It really can. He played just 10 minutes, 0 for 1. He had 2 turnovers, just 2 rebounds, 1 assist. You need more production from a starter like him, especially from a player in Aaron Henry who has a lot of potential. He didn't score a point, though. 0 points for Aaron Henry. But looking at the bench, Kyle Arnes, 2 of 6, 6 points for him. Xavier Tillman, 2 of 4, 5 points for him. Heck, you even had Jack Hoiberg making a late three-pointer in this game. So the role players were big, and they have been big, and they're going to have to continue to be big now more than ever. Now that not just one, but 2 of your star players are sidelined. And for me, I don't know how Michigan State is going to win the Big Ten. I don't think they will. Michigan State, in my view, is not winning the Big Ten Conference without Nick Ward. Michigan State, and again, I don't care about the Big Ten Tournament, but I don't think Michigan State is going to win the Big Ten Tournament without Nick Ward. And I don't believe that Michigan State can go deep come the Big Dance, the NC2A Tournament, without Nick Ward. That's just my take, though. What do you say? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9520.